everybody's gonna, oh, 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 everybody's gonna find something.
That was Peter Norica coming at ya. Good morning, everybody.
All right. I'm going to use the same joke again. Go buy a CD at Sam Goody. So funny, I'm going to use it again.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, but that was about... Forget it. Fuck.
I was just trying to throw you off your game there.
you're supposed to be doing the opposite of that. So we recorded an hour and a half extravaganza, highly focused on toxic masculinity. We're going to put that up on our Patreon page, and that means that I have to dig up the link for our Patreon and put it on our website again. Who's right? Who'srightpodcast.com. We're gonna try to make a go of it for real this time with our Patreon. We've got an agreement with our sponsor. We have merch.com. We're gonna set up as part of the tiers that you can get free shit or something for signing up. And then we're gonna put out an episode every week on Patreon. The first one here, well, like I said, it's like a hour 20 minutes maybe, something like that.
Yeah.
Let's see, we covered toxic masculinity. We talked a little bit about John from Brand X giving you a hard time about asking for free shit. And then I think there might have been a rebuttal in there. I'm not sure.
Rebuttal. Yeah, so, go listen to that if you want to hear me say good things about John and how he doesn't like me getting free shit.
All right. So what are we doing here? We've got...
Whoa, shit.
Coming up on this week's Who's Right podcast...
I'm going to keep you all in suspense. Coming up later at 10.
We're going to play some new music later on by Traverse the Abyss. They are Screamo? Death metal?
No, I don't think it's Screamo. It's, I would call it like melodic death metal.
Melodic death metal. What the fuck does that mean?
It means that it's death metal, but it's like...
I love this shit. Fuck, I love it.
Yep.
That's great music to have sex to, man. So I have reached out to one of our favorites, the most articulate person that I think I know, Juliet Miranda, and she has agreed to, what's that word?
Articulate?
Nope. The one when somebody speaks a foreign language and then interpret. She's going to interpret the lyrics for us. So we will be following. We're going to play, at the end of this episode, we're going to play the new song from Traverse the Abyss. And then next week, we will play Juliet reading the lyrics from the said song. You can find them at Bandcamp. Just go to Google, type Traverse the Abyss. If you like music that makes you feel good about yourself, this is that.
Who doesn't like music that makes you feel good about yourself?
Quick update. Over at wehavemerch.com, you can now get a I Can't Stomach Cancer t-shirt that will all profits, all the money's going to Perry and Lindsay Johnson from Hello Life WTF. They were nice enough to talk shit about me. I think I talked about that on the previous episode.
Yeah.
On the Patreon episode.
Did you design that shirt?
Yes.
Nice. That's good. I like it, actually.
So
go check it out.
I don't know that I can say who inspired the joke that is that shirt.
Okay.
Because I don't know if he feels comfortable with his name being associated with it, but the thought came from a conversation. Hey, whatever. Whatever. Yeah, I designed it as my idea.
Okay. All right. Could have just stuck with that, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, I don't like taking credit for somebody else's doings.
Oh, yeah, me too. I designed the shirt, and I'm taking care of all of this. This is all me there.
There's also some stickers over there you can get, as well as
I designed those too.
Whatever. All right, fuck it. And then we're also going to play a promo from a podcast called the Motherfucker. I wish they changed their name. I can't say this
every
shit.
Time.
The Basket Case Podcast. It's
all about Green Day.
You know we're on the same team, right?
Damn it.
fuck. This is a struggle, man. Anyway.
It's always the good ones.
Anyway, it's a... The promo is not indicative of the quality of the show. The show actually makes me laugh. The promo makes me not want to listen to it. I'm honest. I don't know what you want me to fucking say.
That's funny. That's good. That's good. Work on your promo, guys. Or girls, I guess. I never listened to the show, so I don't know.
I would say go over there and check out the show. It's a comedy. They're funny.
Okay.
It's a funny group of people.
Okay.
Just their promo does not... It doesn't make me want to go listen to it, but luckily I listened to it before the promo.
Well, all right.
But you know what? Let's just play the promo now.
Whenever I close my eyes,
that's when the circus begins.
I said I gotta get in my room, get naked, and enjoy the robot news today.
Rob, that gun has a knife.
How are we talking about rectum?
Yeah.
Okay, I love dick.
If you enjoy four idiots that sit around in a room and talk about things that put bad taste in your mouth, then please join us over here at Basket Case Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Libsyn, Stitcher, Google Play, and anywhere else podcasts are available.
All right. See what I mean?
Yeah. I can't say that I don't want to listen to that show.
So ignore that promo and go over and listen to them because they are funny.
All right.
Wait.
You say we play the promo and then we say ignore that promo.
Yeah, because I told them that we would play their promo, so I felt like I had to.
Right.
I would have rather just talked about their show for a little bit and told people to go over there, but I'm a man of my word, so I played the fucking promo.
Yeah, you're a man. That's the problem.
Hear all about that in our Patreon-only episode, the Toxic Masculinity thing. I feel like a douchebag.
I know. That's why I try to make it a joke. Because it doesn't make me sound like such a douche, like, hey, give us money. But if I make it a joke, like, hey, give us money for not doing anything, then it's a joke and it's funny. But, you know, really, give us money. Got it?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Why you let me ramble for so long? Just cut me off.
All right. Hey, we got to...
Snap back to it. Fuck. Come back to reality.
I swear to God, you don't want to do this.
Oh, God.
Can we get started now?
Go ahead.
All right, everybody. So we will be discussing involuntary celibatism.
Celibacy.
Let's get right into... Do you want to do racism first, or do you want to do fucked up kids in America first?
I want to do fucked up kids in America first.
All right.
Wait, don't take that out of context.
I think if you are under the age of 18, what you just heard was Anthony say he wants to fuck you like a runaway. Ready. These teens seek... Are you ready for the quotes?
Oh, yeah.
These teens secretly trolled themselves online. It's called...
Digital self-harm.
Well, that was a great voice. What was that?
That was my newscaster voice. Nobody cares what you think. Just deactivate your account.
Nope.
No one
over.
Likes your posts.
Cut.
Cut.
Pick a different voice. Something that don't annoy me.
I got nothing then. Nobody cares what you think. Just deactivate your account. No one likes your posts, and you're a waste of everyone's time.
These are messages that Julian received on social media back when he was a teenager. They are undoubtedly cruel. But the most shocking part is that they didn't come from his friends or followers. They were sent by Julian himself.
Dun, dun, dun.
He was engaging in
digital self-harm.
The act of secretly sending yourself hurtful messages online. Cyberbullying is, of course, nothing new, and there's plenty of research which highlights just how devastating it can be to the victim. In fact, a study in 2016 showed the number of children and young people seek counseling for online bullying had increased by 88% in just 5 years. Well, yet there's
can we take a short pause here? How do they know that it increased by 88? That's a pretty specific number, 88%. How would they count that? Do they just ask people?
I would. Do you think that there's anything in like counseling? What's that called? I guess trade papers. I don't know what the fuck they call them. Where people have anonymous reasons, like counselors report up as to why people are seeking counseling. Just in broad strokes.
I guess, but I mean,
all right. There's your fucking weird answer. Now shut up. Yet there has been little research into cyberbullying, self-cyberbullying, or auto-trolling, as it's auto-trolling. This is stupid, man. In what appears to be the only the second study of its kind, U.S. research from 2017 found that I wonder if anybody's ever killed themselves for cyberbullying.
I was cyberbullied to death by myself.
Cyber suicide. Suicide by self-cyberbully.
If they haven't, we need to start it.
Research from 2017 found that approximately 6% of students aged 12 to 17 had sent themselves anonymous hate, with boys more likely to engage in the behavior than girls, and LGBT students nearly three times more likely to self-cyberbully. This is stupid. But it's not just the stats that are concerning, but the messages themselves. These can range from people calling themselves ugly. Useless.
Useless.
Oh, sorry. Fuck. I fucked
See?
Up.
See? You fucked up that time.
These can range from people calling themselves
ugly
and
useless
to saying,
you should hang yourself. You're pathetic and you don't deserve to be alive. But without the laugh.
You know this forces you to pay attention to the story, right?
I know. It sucks.
Given how cruel these messages are, it's easy to imagine people being distraught to find them in their social media feeds. So why is it that people, like Julian, would deliberately write those messages and post them on their own social media profiles?
I started because I saw other people on Tumblr getting these anon hate messages,
explains Julian, who is now a 22-year-old university student in London.
They were quite popular, so their followers would really support them through it and send them nice messages. I didn't have that many followers at the time, so I thought sending myself a hate message might be a good way to get attention.
I don't want to read this anymore.
All right. We don't have to. We can just talk about it. I think people get the point.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
All right.
This is disgusting.
Okay.
It's disgusting that it has a name.
It's disgusting that it has a name.
All right, so people that cut themselves, and you see them people with the scars all up and down their fucking arms and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, while I don't agree with it, I think it's fucking stupid, and it's just a cry for attention. Obviously, like, look at me, I'm in pain, or whatever the fuck they're saying. These people that post this anonymous shit on Facebook about themselves are just too big of a pussy to cut themselves. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It's stupid. It's fucking stupid.
I agree with that.
Can you imagine, like, you're sitting there, you start calling yourself names on Facebook? I would do it, but not even create a separate profile.
I think you should do it on Twitter and just not even just talk shit about yourself all the time.
Shut up, homo.
And tag yourself. How do you tag yourself and call yourself a homo? And do reply to everything that you tweet to as yourself. Telling yourself to shut up and quit being a homo. Oh, that's amazing.
It's fucking stupid, man. What? I don't understand what the fuck is wrong with people.
I do. The social media is not normal. It's not the way that people have ever interacted with each other in human history. That's one thing that hasn't changed a lot.
You think it's just because it's still new?
Yes.
That it's...
In human history, something that hasn't changed is how people interact. We have language. We talk to each other. We are face-to-face most of the time. Telephone calls are sort of the same because you get sort of the same inflection. You can tell when people's being sarcastic. When you go online and communicate with people, it is completely different than anything we've ever done in human history. And we're just learning how to do it.
It would be funny if they didn't done that all through time and you just don't realize it. So like every other paragraph in the Constitution is somebody heckling themselves. Or the Bill of Rights. It's like the same person writes the 13th Amendment, and then it's like, Nastrick.
Oh, God. This is so funny.
All right.
I was 15 once, believe it or not. But I never wanted anybody to, like, I never talk shit about myself because I wanted other people to come to my defense or whatever. It's just fucking weird.
Calling your classmates, hey, did you hear about Anthony?
It's like trying to disguise my voice. Star 69 or whatever that is where you need to dial it on anonymously. Star 67.
I can't do a Kermit the Frog voice, but I would...
Hey, guy.
Did you hear that thing about Anthony?
Oh, shit. That's supposed to be Kermit the Frog?
That's my Anthony voice.
Perfect. I mean,
perfect. Is that your Doug voice?
That's my Doug voice. I'm a man. I like to fight people. Let's go to a bar and fight.
All right, motherfucker. You want to do this?
Did that offend you?
Hey, this is Anthony, and I like synthesizers. And revenge porn.
There's no revenge involved. Those girls didn't do anything wrong.
I love watching girls get choked and the mascara run down their face because I hate women and my mom didn't love me.
You nailed it. Mine didn't cut nearly that deep though.
you know how I operate.
Holy shit.
Here's a few things about my sister you didn't know.
You ready to move on or you want to keep going?
No. This is great. Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah, we better move on because I think that this could probably blow up in my face. All right. That's it, everybody.
That was fun.
I'm going to talk about Hobby Lobby Laura. This is from The Root.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that you sent this last night. I read this. Have you ever read anything from The Root before?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're racist.
It's like the worst website ever. Yes.
Did you read this article?
Yeah.
You didn't agree with it?
Agree. It all depends on what you mean by agree with it. The whole article is littered with...
Oh, it's littered with horrible opinion, but
yeah.
The premise of the article is that this was a shitty situation.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay. No, but yeah, I agree. This is a terrible situation. I'd like to read from an unbiased source, but, I mean, that would require me to do some work, you know.
So I believe that this article mm-hmm. was written from an unbiased source. I don't think that there is any slant in the way that this particular author wrote this story.
Okay.
All right.
We'll go with that.
All right. So let's start. Another day, another white person sicking the police on an innocent black person.
All right, no slant there.
In today's news that sounds a lot like yesterday's news, an employee at an Alabama Hobby Lobby called the local authorities to report that a black man was in the store committing the crime of, well, no one seems to know. Okay, get ready.
I'm ready.
I like these black ones because then I get to hear that. This is the one voice you do well.
Right.
Angry black man voice.
Hey, what's the deal with me?
The police said that a man was trespassing. The store manager first said that he
resembled
a thief. Then she said he was talking too loudly while he was outside the store. I think he was formally accused of
being black.
Before reporting this story, I will openly admit that I am biased against Hobby Lobby. My prejudice has nothing to do with the chain's attempt to dismantle Obamacare, its staunch conservatism, or the CEO's support of Donald Trump. It's because whenever I'm in Hobby Lobby, it just feels racist. What the fuck does that mean?
It means that this article is unbiased.
Right. It just feels racist. I always expect to hear an announcement over the loudspeakers.
Lynching on aisle five. Lynching on aisle five.
Hobby Lobby is the Cracker Barrel of retail stores.
What does that mean?
I don't think black people don't like Cracker Barrel.
Is that true?
Or maybe Cracker Barrel don't like black people. I don't know.
How could you not like Cracker Barrel?
I fucking hate black people. I hate Cracker Barrel.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's not good food.
Are we eating at the same Cracker Barrel? It's breakfast food. You can't fuck up breakfast food.
Oh, it's not good. It's not worth the... You got to walk through that maze of shitty fucking products to get to their shitty service. Yeah, fuck Cracker Barrel,
man. You're fucking nuts. Nuts, man. Us whites feel at home at Cracker Barrel.
All right. All right. Where else could you buy a Pirate's Chest? Hobby Lobby is the Cracker Barrel of retail stores. Where else could you buy a pirate's chest, a wreath made of plastic daffodils, and 3 yards of turquoise felt? It also sells trinkets. White women who wear acid-washed mom jeans with elastic waistbands and no back pockets love trinkets. How is that racist? It's like a swap meet for women named Laura.
I don't. What?
All right. So how could we say this in the same way, in the same tone about black women? That
I don't. We'd go to jail, right? Like immediately. That's insane. This is like the most racist shit I've ever read.
White women who wear... It's really not the most racist shit you've ever read. I know that for a fact.
That's true.
White women who wear acid-washed mom jeans. Okay, so I'm going to say it, and then you translate it line by line. Blackie.
Why do I got to translate Blackie? I'm not doing that.
All right, so white women...
Black women?
Who wear acid-washed mom jeans.
Super tight leggings on their fat legs. Isn't that what black people wear?
All right. You go. I'll do it.
All right, good. Because you're better at this than I am, you racist son of a bitch. Oh, my God. Where are we at here? White women.
Black women.
Who wear acid-washed mom jeans.
Who wear hoop earrings.
With elastic waistbands. And no back pockets, love trinkets.
Chicken.
Chicken. All of that just so you can say chicken?
I got nothing.
See? And then you're bitching at me because I got nothing. You forgot to say watermelon.
Well, I'm not an asshole.
All right.
Yeah, the whole thing is stupid. To say that only white women named Laura love trinkets, or to say that only black men or black people love fried chicken.
Yeah.
I love fried chicken.
And watermelon. That's fucking watermelon's amazing.
The whole thing is stupid. It doesn't even make any fucking sense to me. It's not even fun to say because it's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I talked about fucking Bojangles a couple of weeks back. I fucking love Bojangles.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. Bojangles, please sponsor
us. Just
want to
throw that out there again.
Yes, yes. All right. Which brings us to Brian Spurlock's Tuesday visit to the Hobby Lobby. Hold on. It's like a fuck, I'm all over the fucking place. White women who wear acid-washed mom jeans with elastic waistbands and no back pockets love trinkets. It's like a swap meet for women named Laura. The only thing Laura's love more than Hobby Lobby is the Hallmark Channel and speaking to the manager.
What does that even mean? What's
because white people tell on people all the time. I'm going to talk to the manager. Only white people do that.
Yeah, only white people do that.
Which brings us to Brian Spurlock's Tuesday visit to the Hobby Lobby in Trussville, Alabama. Spurlock went to the craft superstore to return a Cricut cutting machine for his girlfriend. He had the receipt, the original packaging, and everything that came with the item when he arrived at the store. Spurlock's girlfriend says that she specifically asked Hobby Lobby's employees if the item was returnable before she bought it, and they had informed her that it was.
So her plan was to use it and then return it?
Or just make see if it was something that she wanted to use, and whatever her project was, maybe it wouldn't work for it. I don't know. Fuck. Just assume good intent. Assume that it was a major purchase. It's like, what, $150, $200?
Yep.
And they wanted to make sure that if it didn't work for cutting whatever the fuck black people cut.
Whatever black people cut.
I don't know what black crafts are. I don't know. According
don't
to the...
Don't they bejewel everything?
Yeah, if this wouldn't cricket the bejewelry. Well, according to this article, white women and black women have different crafts, and I don't know what kind of crafts black women do.
Right.
I'm getting that from this article. Maybe they're making weaves or something.
Maybe. All right.
I don't even know how that works either. I don't know how anything works.
Me neither.
You know what? I know that we have black people that listen to this show. I know for a fact that we do.
Really?
Yes.
That surprises me.
Why? We're ultimately on the side of good.
Yeah, but I mean, it just surprises me.
I want somebody to call our voicemail. What is it? 508-974. I'm just saying random numbers. I better stop. 508. Oh, I was right.
908-974-4489. Yes.
Call and tell us how weaves work. Because I don't want to Google it.
Yeah, we need you to do some emotional labor or something. Is that how that works?
All right. That's from another episode that nobody knows what you're talking about.
All right.
The manager says, when I gave her, the cashier, the machine, she told me that she needed to check with the manager to see if the item was returnable. Start over. Go.
When I gave her, the cashier, the machine, she told me that she needed to check with the manager to see if the item was returnable.
Spurlock told The Root, apparently unaware that white women always need to speak to the manager.
The manager said the manager said she would have to check with corporate.
The cashier returned to Spurlock and told him the manager was calling the store's corporate office as if Hobby Lobby has a staff of operators on standby waiting to approve trinket returns. The manager asked Spurlock to step aside and wait while she called Hobby Lobby's Cricket Emergency Return Squad.
That's funny.
Hobby Lobby Laura was not calling
corporate.
She was calling the police. Spurlock says that... So are we boycotting Hobby Lobby?
Yep.
All right, so we're lifting our boycott from Tires Plus?
Sure.
All right.
Every week we'll just pick a new business to boycott. I don't give a fuck.
Tires Plus, everybody that has been rallying around us and boycotting Tires Plus for the week,
yeah.
That boycott is now lifted. You are free to shop there. I repeat, you are free to shop at Tires Plus.
And fuck, we are now boycotting.
Fuck, yeah, Hobby fuck Hobby Lobby. Lobby. Yes. Who's
right?
Right?
Navy is.
Why do you keep
Hobby
fucking
Lobby.
Stepping all over me?
Sorry.
So who's right? Navy is now. Against Hobby Lobby. Spurlock says that he still didn't think anything was wrong, even when a local law enforcement officer entered his store, walked up to him, and asked for his identification. Really?
Nothing's wrong. Everything's good.
As customers looked on, Spurlock handed over his ID to the cop and asked what was the reason for his embarrassment.
He said, "You're about to be trespassing."
Spurlock explained.
I still didn't know what was going on. I figured, okay, some stores do ask for ID when you return things.
But it's not the cops coming in from the outside.
We called the cops to check your ID when you return this.
But instead of taking Spurlock's ID to the manager, the cop exited the store with the identification and went to his car.
I still had no idea what they were doing, but now I realize he was running my name to check for warrants. I still wasn't worried because I don't have any.
Said Spurlock. This is not a very bright guy.
Nope.
He doesn't realize he's about to get shot.
That's racist.
Apparently, finding no blemishes on Spurlock's record, the cop returned and informed Spurlock that he should get his refund and leave the store before he was arrested for trespassing. If that sounds a little bit like a fugitive slave patrol, what?
I don't know what that means.
You'd be right. Apparently, in Trustville, white people can just summon the police to check black people's freedom papers. So what? is that what you call a warrant check now, is checking your freedom papers?
We do now. I asked the manager how I was trespassing.
Spurlock recounted.
She said I resembled someone who they had caught returning stolen items.
Even though he had a receipt and the items.
Another black guy stole. He was returning stuff, and you're black, so you kind of look like him. God.
Are we going to keep going with this?
Oh, God. No, we don't have to. I think people get the point. Hobby Lobby's racist. We need to boycott him.
Yeah, so don't you think that is like a... Because I would have to assume that whoever the cashier was at the store was thinking that, okay, this person, whether it's this person's black or this person, whatever... Mm-hmm. But obviously thought that they were returning something that they stole.
Sure.
Does that mean that they're racist? Or, I mean, this person could have came in with a shitty attitude.
Right. You don't know.
Here, take, I want my money back for this. And just throwing it up there.
Yeah. And it's all open and busted and whatever, you know what I mean?
Filled with chicken juice.
Chicken juice.
What'd you say, you racist?
I said on the side of this article here, I don't know how your web looks, but on the side of this article, it says, there's an article says, black porn star claims he was tricked into letting his white co-star call him the N-word. I think we should switch focus here.
Yep. All right. I just clicked on it. Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
It looks like Randy Jackson.
It kind of does. A skinny Randy Jackson. Yep.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're going into this blind. A black actor has sued an adult film director for allowing a white actress to use the N-word during a film shoot. A lot of our readers might not be aware of this, but I just learned that there are movies that show people in varying stages of undress having intimate relations with each other. Because of my pure, wholesome character, I've never heard of such a thing. But I checked Wikipedia and discovered that this is apparently a thing now. Oh, you're clever. And according to the New York Daily News, Maurice McKnight, whose porn name is Mo the Monster.
Awesome. I already like this guy.
Yeah, I need to write that down because we were going to be tagging him.
Mo the Monster. That's great.
You know, it was 2 weeks ago that I didn't have a pen in here. All right, hold on. I got to make a note.
All right.
Just hum a fucking theme song or something. Hum our theme song.
I got nothing. I can't even remember how it goes.
Hum our theme song.
I can't. I already told you. I don't know how it goes. Everybody's gone.
You're singing. You're just mumbling. All right. And according to the New York Daily News, Maurice McKnight, whose porn name is Mo the Monster, filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles County Superior Court claiming that director James Joseph Camp tried to get pre-approval for use of the racial slur during the shoot in July. Pre-approval?
Pre-approval?
is there a form?
How can you sue somebody for something that's not a crime?
Again, I am unfamiliar with this genre of film, but Mr. Monster is...
That's perfect.
Is apparently a big deal because he was referred to as a porn star. He's probably the Denzel Washington of this subsection of cinema that I had no idea existed and definitely have not watched. I wish they would just get on with the fucking...
Yeah, just stop it.
The director told Mo that the porn starlet, Deborah Hinkle, whose porn name is Ryan Connor. God damn it. I got to write this down now.
You know I'm not reading what's in quotes here, right?
Yeah, you are. Hold on a sec. Fuck.
What?
Well, because you can't fucking do anything to help me out here.
What? I don't even know what you're trying to do.
Make a note of the people that I need to tag for the fucking show.
All right.
What was that girl's name?
Ryan Connor is her porn name.
You ever heard of her?
Nope.
All right. Everybody, I apologize. I've got to pull up a special thing on my computer to make a note.
I wrote it down already for you.
Yeah, but if I don't write it down, then I'll forget. Mo the Monster. What's her name?
Ryan Connor.
C-O-N-N-O-R?
Yes. E-R.
You motherfucker! Yes.
Don't get so mad. You don't have to get so mad. Why are you getting so mad?
All right. Back to the show. This is a great show. All right. The director told Mo that the porn starlet, Deborah Hinkle, whose porn name is Ryan Connor, agreed to call Mo.
Nagger.
Oh, that was close. Why didn't you not just say Nastrick? During the filming of a scene, my investigation revealed that Hinkle Connor is also a huge celebrity in this industry because they call her a star, too. I hate this person.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this movie must have been a big deal because it had two stars in the leading roles. I hope it doesn't overtake Black Panther's box office numbers, although with a huge two lead, I'm sure, fucking shut the fuck up. When Mo objected to the use of the N-word, the director approached him again during a break in filming.
For a second time, McKnight informed Camp that he did not consent to the use of that racial slur.
The lawsuit reads, but during the cinematic masterpiece's money shot, according to a transcript from the movie I absolutely didn't Google for journalistic purposes, Debbie can be heard screaming, "You're on!"
Shut up! Give me that Nastrick load. Give me all that Nastrick gum.
Side note.
Go ahead.
The
money shot
is part of the movie that shows, you know what? I don't think I'll explain this term. Just know that my research indicates that it is not a preference to money, although depending on the actor's hydration, there are varying amounts of shooting involved. You're clever.
I just felt violated and betrayed.
Explain McKnight.
I've shot over 50 scenes for this company for a long time. It was one of the top guys, and I've always put publicly talking about racism. For them to even ask me was an insult. Then to do it against my will, it hurts. It feels like it was a setup.
McKnight says that the production company promised to edit out the N-word, but left it in the final version of the film. And this wasn't just in the director's cut on Blu-ray. The Nastrick I thought it was you. The Nastrick screaming money shot was included in the regular version that I assume is available on Netflix and Amazon.com. Again, I don't know about these things. Fucking just...
Okay, we get it.
So what I'm getting is that...
Dead horse.
What I'm getting is this guy is not taking this very seriously. This whole article is just about him being clever.
Yeah. No, trying to be clever.
McKnight's lawsuit seeks compensation for lost wages, emotional distress, and embarrassment, citing a hostile and racially abusive work environment. The strength of Mo the Monster has been stripped away.
This is by Michael Harriet. He's a world-renowned wipipoologist.
Motherfucker. Never reneged. Can I say that?
You just did.
Here's a comment. White man asks black man. Black man says no. White man asks white woman. White woman says, yep, I'm down. White man makes promise to black man to edit it out. White man lulls at black man and proceeds to make money by satisfying his racist audience who wants to see a black man having sex with a white woman but also hear that white woman throw N-bombs at the black man.
So can you find this? And
this is sort of the story of America. No, it's not.
No, it's not. The story of America is porno. So can you find this movie and so we can play the audio?
No. Because that would mean that you have to keep them entertained while I'm looking for it.
How about you keep them entertained while I look for it?
All right.
Oh, damn it. That means I got to look for it.
I'm sure you already got it.
No, I just got to go through my collection.
All right. So you want me to do that and you're going to look or what?
I'm looking right now.
Oh, all right. Are you looking on your computer?
Yeah.
What good is that going to do? You're not going to be able to play it.
I'm fine. Fuck you.
God, you're an idiot.
Whatever. I don't even know where to look anyways. I thought you were going to keep them entertained.
I am. I'm getting ready to. All right. I'm getting ready to be entertaining.
Finally.
All right. So here's this article that Anthony pulled up. See if I can get the click here. There's a thing called, what the fuck's it called? Sounding. Will you just do what you're supposed to be doing?
I'm working on it.
So sounding is apparently the practice of taking a long straight object and shoving it up your dick hole. So you're basically fucking yourself with it. This is from the article that Anthony sent over. As with most sex play, there are two main reasons to explore urethral sounding: for the physical benefits and also for the psychological turn-on. There is no psychological turn-on from fucking yourself with a toothpick.
All right, I don't know if this is it or not. Like, I found something with a guy. It's black. I don't think I'm going to be able to find this.
All right, so you go ahead.
I got nothing. I can't find it. There's no way I'm gonna be able to find that while we're recording and find that particular money shot. There's too much. It's too much pressure. So we're talking about sounding.
You're a big fan of that type of porn, right?
What, the black men on white women?
Yeah,
absolutely.
When they start yelling and screaming racial slurs, does that add to it for you?
I've never seen that happen, ever.
Really?
No.
I assumed all of it was like that.
No. No, I've never seen that happen, ever. I'm being serious. I never have.
Does the thought of it excite you?
No, not at all.
Oh, right.
The only thing that I saw that was, I suppose, racially insensitive, where I watched one where they... I don't know, there was like 15 black dudes and they got this girl that was Mexican, I think, and they were pretending to be INS agents. And they were gonna deport her if she didn't gangbang all these guys. I thought that was pretty funny. But it was funny more than didn't really like, oh man.
So when you watch that, we have a lot more listeners now than we did when we had this conversation in the past.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, so you watch that video.
Yeah.
What was the setting? Like, were you on a computer or your phone?
A computer. No, actually, I'm sorry. I have the DVD of that one.
Can you send it to me?
I have that one on DVD.
For some reason, that one sounds like it interests me. All right, so where were you watching it at then?
My living room? I've watched it more than one time. Like I said, I got the DVD. I watched it.
Okay, so I'm just trying to get the setup here. I'm trying to figure out how... Yeah. Like, how you watch porn versus how I watch porn.
Oh, and anymore, it's mostly on my phone, but this was old, so this was a long time ago, before I even had, like, a smartphone. I think this is pretty fucking old.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's not relevant to the conversation.
No.
So if you were going to watch porn right now...
Yeah.
Not right now, this minute, but...
I already am.
So what's your setup? I mean, do you go out to your room where you record and watch it, where you can be alone and lock the door?
Yeah.
So your kids are home?
No, 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 no. I still just come out here. I got my own little space, you know. The Who's Right Jack Rag.
Go on. Fuck it. Don't make me drag this out of you.
Well, I don't know what you want to know. I just told you. I come out in my room, got a chair, you know.
So what's your wife doing when you go out to the room and jack off?
Not home. I don't do that kind of stuff when she's home or when the kids are home. That's weird.
Okay, so you only jerk off when you have the house to yourself?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
So, like, if she's got to run to the gas station to get a bottle of whiskey or something, then you just run in there and start jerking off? Or
yeah,
if
it, bottle of whiskey. She steps outside to get the mail. I run out here real quick. And our mailbox is within the reach of the door, the front door, so.
I got to watch my Mexican chinchilla porn.
Chinchilla porn. Oh, shit.
Oh yeah, deport that bitch. Deport her.
So it starts off where she's just cleaning the house, and the INS agents pull up in a van, and like 15 of them jump out, and they raid the house, and she's the maid or whatever. It's funny.
Yeah, so I don't know why you were being so difficult with that conversation, but
I didn't know what you wanted to know, buddy.
So like, when you watch porn, do you watch it from? Do you just put it in, push play, and just sit and watch it?
No,
and then
no,
just
no,
wait
no.
for nature to take its course, or do you
no,
fast
I,
forward to the
I
parts?
I jump around. I jump around to what I'm in the mood for at the particular moment. Anymore, like I said, anymore, I'm on my use my phone. I got Pornhub app on my phone.
You have the Pornhub app?
Yeah.
What's that do?
It shows you porn, but it's like you can just keep scrolling through. It doesn't. Like you don't, it's not like pages. It just keeps scrolling, so you can just find whatever you're looking for faster.
Do you have to have an account or anything?
No.
I gotta make a note of that.
You have to. Of course, you can't get it on the Play Store. You gotta download the APK.
Well, send that to me.
Okay.
why haven't you ever done
why
that?
Why haven't you done that already?
Wait a minute, so how'd you get it?
What do you mean?
You don't mind if I touch myself during this conversation, do you?
No, I would like it better if you did. So what do you mean, how did I get it? I just, you know, downloaded it.
How'd you come across it?
Well, I was jacking off, and I just kind of, when I was ready, I came. And
how did you come
across
the APK?
I looked for it. I looked to see if there was a Pornhub app, and you look it up, and then you go to Pornhub and download the APK.
Oh, so you can get it from there, from them?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a porn. It's like an official Pornhub thing.
So then why would you send it to me? Why wouldn't you just say go to Pornhub and download it?
I don't know how technically proficient you are.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, okay, yeah. You know what? Just save it to me. That'll save me the trouble of having to type.
Right.
All right.
Back to the show.
Yeah. You're
forget we're recording
difficult.
A show? I'm not being difficult. I don't. Yeah. You ask the questions that you want to ask, and I'll answer them. Don't make me guess what you want to know.
I asked very specific questions, and your answers were stupid. See this one here that I keep moving up and down on the board?
Let's see. No. Go ahead. Do it again. Yeah.
I've got to get rid of that.
Why?
Because I keep focusing on it.
Why? Say it out loud. Just say it. Just say it. Don't be a pussy.
All right.
Back to the show.
Oh, are we done?
Yeah. Yeah. Are we fucking done? That show was good. 47 minutes in. We're done.
All right. We have merch. I think, yeah, we have merch, right?
Right, we do. It's don't buy this stuff with one L.
God, you're an idiot, man.
But you're laughing.
Yes.
That's
so
all that matters.
If you want more of this, head over to our Patreon.
if for some stupid reason you want more of this garbage, just listen to us talk about Pornhub app.
I would expect that our new hour and a half Patreon episode will be up probably Wednesday. So I don't want a big mad rush of people running over there to sign up for Patreon.
I don't want to overload their servers.
And then bitching about it not being there. It'll be there probably by Wednesday.
It'll be there when it's there. Just give us money.
No, we're going to take this shit seriously.
I am.
Seriously
want money.
Um, support Perry and Lindsey Johnson any way you can, whether it's by sharing their GoFundMe or buying a sticker or a t-shirt over at wehavemerch.com. If we didn't ask for it on this one, send a hey, we have merch guy, t-shirt guy. John's bitching about not getting any free shit. Please send him a Who's Right jack off rag. What's it called? The jack rag?
The jack rag, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm wore out.
All right. Bye.
Bye.